tense relations between China and Australia over the COVID pandemic and claims of foreign influence have had an impact on prized Australian export products, including coal and barley. But now the Lowy Institute has looked at how these recent developments might also be impacting Chinese Australians. It's conducted a national survey of Chinese Australians and found one in five say they've been physically threatened or attacked because of their Chinese heritage over the past 12 months. Dr. Jennifer Su is Research Fellow in the Public Opinion and Foreign Policy Program at Lowy. Jennifer Su, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
This is a survey entirely of Australian residents who identify as being of Chinese heritage. So let's go to this issue of discrimination first. What did the respondents tell you exactly?
Well, as you mentioned at the beginning, one in five reported they've been physically threatened or attacked because of their Chinese heritage. But on the flip side, 40% said someone expressed support because of their Chinese heritage. So there's a divergence in terms of experiences, but the one in five who felt physically threatened or attacked is a very worrying number.
And do we have any way of knowing whether that's an increase on previous years?
I cannot tell you whether there's historical data. This is the first year that we've conducted the survey, and we will be doing currently two more waves, so one later this year for second year and one later next year for the third year.
But there's nothing in the results of the survey that indicated whether people felt they were being more targeted or more aggressively targeted because of, say, COVID or because of the debate around national interference?
I can't say whether it's being more aggressively targeted, but people did indicate that COVID-19 and Australia-China relations were the top two factors that affected their experiences of discrimination.
Okay, so that's the statistic I read out at the start. One in five, 20%, say they've been physically threatened or attacked. It's even higher, the number who say they've been treated differently or less favourably because of their heritage. That's over 37%, and 31% have been called offensive names.
Yes, that's right.
Were you surprised by that finding?
Over the past 12 months, we've seen an uptick in the experiences of discrimination for the broader Asian Australian population, and Chinese Australian fall into that subset. So, and there have been other surveys conducted over the past year about those experiences. And our findings from this Chinese Australian poll concurs with those earlier findings.
Australian political leaders early on in the pandemic came out publicly and said, please don't do this. The Australian Chinese friends and citizens do not deserve this. In fact, they've been at the vanguard of trying to keep us safe. So that was the message from our government. But in the wake of the Australian government's call for an international investigation into the origins of COVID-19, Beijing warned Chinese students and tourists of the risk of racist attacks here in Australia. Does your survey suggest that that was a valid warning, even if critics argue these were cloaked threats to our economy?
I can't say whether they were an effect on people's responses, but what I can say is that language matters. What happens at the high political level between Canberra and Beijing, in Canberra and in Beijing, filters down and affects people's daily lives. And here we see the safety of individuals, of Chinese Australians. So I think rhetoric and the type of language really matters because it does have an impact on communities and individuals.
I'll come to the rhetoric in a moment, but there's another statistic, though, which is a bit more heartening, which says that 77% of Chinese Australians say Australia is a good place to live and 69% feel accepted as part of the Australian society in their day-to-day life. That's a positive finding and suggests that these other negative experiences haven't deeply affected how they feel about living here. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I'm really heartened by those figures that you've just mentioned, that people have this sense of belonging despite the discrimination expressed, and they feel a sense of attachment to Australia. So, yes, and I think that says something about the strength of Australian society and Australia's multiculturalism. But at the same time, I think it's worthwhile for us to engage with issues of tolerance and diversity.
There's one glaring contradiction within your report that I saw anyway. The finding that half of the respondents found that the media reports about China are too negative. So I guess that goes to some of that rhetoric you're talking about. And yet almost half say they're concerned about China's influence in Australia's political processes. How do these two square up?
I think the responses we see from the survey reflects the diversity of views within the Chinese Australian communities. Just as there are diversity of views within the broader Australian population, that too is reflected in the Chinese Australian communities. So I don't think it's necessarily a contradiction, but only to say there's a plurality of views, which is great for our democracy and for civil society.
Is there any more information behind the statistic that says almost half are concerned about China's influence in Australia's political processes?
From the survey itself, we can't say why people have answered the way that they have, but we have conducted focus groups and interviews with Chinese Australians as part of the bigger project in which the survey falls under. And what we're hearing from our participants from focus groups and Chinese Australians is that this is an issue of national security that we should be concerned about, just as there is foreign influence coming from elsewhere seeking to influence Australian politics. But the media, I think, is something that our participants have named quite frequently as bearer of negative experiences, unfortunately, and for themselves and they're thinking about Australia-China relations.
Much of that sort of negative media rhetoric that they, I think, would be have noted and perhaps been concerned or affected by is in the national security paradigm and the notion that many of the Chinese Australians amongst us could in some way be some kind of, well, not many, but some could be trying to influence or having some kind of national security impact. You asked people whether they were had any contact with local Chinese embassy or consulate or even friendship groups. 84% said they almost had almost no contact with the local Chinese embassy or consulate. What does that suggest to you?
So the hypothesis is that these consulates and embassies or one's interactions with them can be vectors of foreign influence in Australian politics and society. And what we found, as you mentioned, Fran, is that very few people actually have any interaction, let alone frequent interaction, with groups or consulate or embassies in Australia. But that doesn't mean to say that foreign interference or influence isn't happening. It's just that the people we survey had very little to do with either of the two.
There was
organisations or embassies or consulates.
Yeah, there was one very large cohort, and that's around the question of 84% of Chinese Australians surveyed use social media platforms WeChat, which is the Chinese language, like Twitter, I suppose, or that's kind of social media platform, and 64% use WeChat and for English language news, and many of them read the Chinese newspapers. When you consider more than 1.2 million people of Chinese heritage live in Australia today, that's a lot of people reading the Chinese news. Does that suggest that the Australian news media or media outlets are doing something wrong or could be doing better, or people are going to those sources because they don't like the tone of the media locally, or just something else?
I think there's a gap missing in the Chinese language media landscape here in Australia. We've had recent closures of well-known and Australian Chinese language newspapers here in Australia. And so there's a diminishing availability of locally produced news for our Chinese Australian communities. And so people turn to an easy source, which is their phone. WeChat is on most Chinese Australians' phones. And it becomes, WeChat is all encompassing. It's just not a news source, but it's also something in which you get, daily promotions for your shops that you go to. And so it's all become this all-encompassing multi-purpose platform that people turn to, and news is one area in which WeChat comes through. So people don't, the people I've interviewed and surveyed don't necessarily read the locally produced language news here by ABC, unfortunately, or SBS as frequently as they should, because they don't see it doesn't reflect their personal lives.
Right.
Yeah.
Jennifer, thank you very much. It's really interesting. This is good that this is the first baseline and there will be more so we can make comparisons next time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Fran.
Dr. Jennifer Sue, Research Fellow in the Public Opinion and Foreign Policy Program at the Lowy Institute. This survey of 1,040 Australian, Chinese Australian citizens and residents.